tiger. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Just under a week away from Canada Day. How you feeling about Canadian pride? Where are you at with that? This is such an interesting conversation because it is quite dependent on a number of things I've found. But this came into my mind the other day. We were visiting my mother-in-law who lives in a senior's residence. They've already got it decked out. And I mean decked out with Canadian flags and Canada Day decorations. And when you talk with the number of people that I did just in the common area in this senior's residence, the Canadian pride is absolutely beaming out of people. It is very, very strong. That said, I know that through the years, when we talk about some of the challenges that are happening, I think about what we talk about on this show every day, some of the things that we see are probably things that maybe cause us to wince a little bit. And it maybe it affects your Canadian pride. I've said many times on this program, I'm a proud Canadian. Kind of in light of the whole 51st state thing, when Donald Trump first threw that out there and there was this whole notion of should we become the 51st state, I was in the absolutely not category. I'm a proud Canadian, always a proud Canadian. Now, if I'm asked to rate my pride, which is what I'm asking you to do, rate your pride on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a solid 8.5. And that doesn't mean that I'm not a proud Canadian. I'm very proud, but I also am realistic about the fact there's a few things that I think we've got to hitch up our trousers on. We've got to do a little bit better job on. And there's lots that needs attention and needs fixing in our country. So you can be a proud Canadian and frustrated with the government at the same time. You can be a proud Canadian and frustrated with the prioritized spending in the country. Those two things can happen at the same time. There's a lot of people that say, absolutely proud Canadian, but very frustrated with the government on this decision. So I want, phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. Give me a call and let me know if I'm asking you, where is your Canadian pride on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm giving myself an 8.5. I've already seen a couple of people on the text line that are saying they're either a 10 out of 10 or I've had a couple zeros, which is not good. But hey, it's your rating. Who am I to tell you what it should or shouldn't be? Jace, for example, said, I will always be a proud Canadian, will always say 10 out of 10 no matter what. But I will also say the new direction of our country does make me happy to see. So some people sensing a bit of a change in direction. I mean, this is the interesting thing, is if we drill down to it. So if we ask you, what's your number on a scale of 1 to 10? How do you rate your Canadian pride? What's your number? And what affects that? So if you're a 10, why are you a 10? If you're a 0, why are you a 0? I feel like so much of it is tied to sports, right? And I say that thinking, I mean, I'm kind of chuckling as I say it, but it's such a real thing. Think about the Four Nations Cup and what that did. Even the NHL Stanley Cup final, where Edmonton was in, and you saw a number of people, this guy included, cheering for the Edmonton Oilers simply because they wanted a Canadian team to win. Shea Gilgeous wins the MVP in the NBA, and people are jumping up and down about it. Great Canadian kid. And I'm talking to people about this that don't follow basketball at all. It's not about basketball. It's about pride in Canada. So phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to ask you the question. Are you a proud Canadian? And what is your rating? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your rating? And what's affecting that? There's no right answer. It's your rating. I'm just asking to hear it. And I'm going to go to the phone line and the text line on this one. But I will start on the phone with Kevin in Saskatoon. On a scale of 1 to 10, your rating, Kevin, is?
I'd have to rate my rating at about a 1.
Wow. You're low.
Yeah.
What's got you down there, Kev?
Well, if Canadian pride means being taxed to death and watching your money get squandered away on ridiculous things, then count me out. There's no pride in that.
So it's got a lot to do with where we're at from an economy standpoint and what that's done to us as citizens.
Well, economy and politically too. They do what they want and there's no consequences of their actions. And
what would bump that number up? I'm not even saying to a 10. I'm just saying what gets you off of a 1 onto something a little bit higher? What do you want to see?
Accountability, real accountability on the government's part instead of just a free-for-all and they just laugh at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old lady's father there, he's passed on now, but his famous line was Canada's a political wasteland. Like it's just a joke politically. Like,
okay, so there, okay, what we've done is we've started out on one extreme of the scale. Kevin's given it a 1. His Canadian pride is at a 1. Where is yours? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is high, 1 is low. I'm telling you, Evan's at an 8.5. I'm going to consider myself a proud Canadian with an awareness of the things that are not great that need to be worked on. That's why I come up with that number. 1-877-332-8255. How about you? Let's go to Peter in Moose Jaw. On a scale of 1 to 10, where's your Canadian pride, Peter?
11. I'm a 9. I'm a Canadian through and through, and I'm a Canadian first. Unlike your Quebec major you had on there who said he's a Quebecer first and a Canadian second. You know, he seemed to be Canadian really quickly when the equalization money gets doled out. I see.
I knew that line, as soon as he said that, I'm thinking, oh boy, this is going to get some people going. You know,
absolutely. They are economically challenged people over there. And they constantly want to go to the trough, and then they become Canadian. But they're Quebecers when it comes to shutting down English rights in the province.
It's the trough that we keep. It's a trough that we keep filling, Peter.
Yeah, I know. And I just like it. And that, to me, is part of being Canadian, is also part of being the first on the street to commit Harry Caray. You go out there and you stab yourself and bleed out while everybody stands around going, what's he doing? Because he's the first to step up to the plate, like carbon taxes. I'm not a favor of those things. But Canada, as the way it has been for over 100 years, you have to support it. I still, even though we are differ economically and we differ on all these things, we have one of the greatest countries in the world, and we've demonstrated that in world wars, that we are fighters and people that will be loyal to others, and I think other countries support that. So I'm a Canadian. I'm 9 out of 10. I probably should be 10 out of 10 very soon. I would be 10 out of 10 if Poilievre was prime minister.
I wondered what would get you to that 10 out of 10 mark. But 9 out of 10, nothing wrong with that. Thanks for the call, Peter. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of numbers pulling in. Tim in Swift Current, proud Western Canadian, 8 out of 10. Western Canadian, 8 out of 10. Our central Canadians, in particular federal politicians, dropped the overall rating to a 5. Cindy says, I give my Canadian pride a 10, with not one of those points coming from federal Liberal and or Liberal NDP coalition endeavors. I remain at 10 based on my past memories of what our country was and visions of where our country should be. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you. Lots of texts coming in. 100% Canadian and proud. Okay, like that. Good morning, Evan. Ken here. Love your show. I now tell people I'm a proud Western Canadian. I'm seeing a theme building. I now tell people I'm a proud Western Canadian, so my rating would be 8 for Western Canada. The East is mostly a drag on the country as a whole. Who else have I got here? 1-877-332-8255. My patriotism is at a 0 out of 10. The fact that I live in a country that voted another Liberal government in after what they've done to us for the past 10 years makes me sick. We're simply taxed to death, elbows down all day. Gene from Regina. Well, here's a 7 out of 10. So this is Jay in Regina. 7 out of 10 for Canadian pride. Canada has done some great things and not some great things over the last 150 years. but all that would have happened, whether I was born here or not, never been much of a red-blooded patriot myself, but I still think most people in the world would be happy to meet a Canadian, even over the last decade. Unlike the sentiment for someone south of the border. Difficult times ahead, but we'll be fine up here if we want to be. Love Rush and the Hip. Go Jets, Jay in Regina. There you go. There's some reasons to be proud Canadian. Tragically, Hip, Rush, Winnipeg Jets, at least for Jay. How can anyone be a 10, Kelly is asking. Canada doesn't come first, even with this government. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you. You want to join the conversation? Terry from Regina said, great question. I am a 7 out of 10, but would be higher if there was a true commitment to the TRC recommendations. Tom is saying a better question would be, what is there to be proud of? I will argue. I will argue till I'm out of air that there is a lot to be proud of. And so if you're turning this into just a political discussion, fair enough. There's a lot. We could come up with a grocery list of things politically at probably various different levels of government that we like, dislike, or frustrated with or whatever. But I'll tell you, there is a lot to be proud of in this country. A ton. And it starts with the people. It starts with the people. Every day I hear from people that while you might be frustrated at something and venting about something, you are passionate about the community you live in, the province you live in. You're the reason why I'm proud of Saskatchewan. You're the reason why I'm a proud Canadian. So there is tons to be proud of in this country. There's no question. And we can point to goofy things like NHL teams or poutine or whatever, maple syrup or whatever stereotypical thing you want to. But at the end of the day, to me, it's about the culture that is the country that I still feel is strong in some cases, despite missteps by government at various levels. I'm not dragging them into this. I recognize that they play a role, but I'm sticking to my 8.5 out of 10 for me. What is it for you? 1-877-332-8255. I'm a proud Canadian, no strings attached, love our country, 20 out of 10, and even the little Canadian flag emoji. All right. I like it. Okay, Donna from Emma Lake is saying, Evan, to me, the two are separate. Pride is different than what we need to work on. 10 on pride, 3 on work. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. And we talked about this morning because we had this conversation in the hallway at the radio station. I said, I feel like I'm a 10, but the realist in me says, look, I'm proud of Canada, but I recognize we got some warts. We got a few things we could work on, and that's why I adjusted it down to an 8.5. On a good day after a good hockey game, I can convince myself that I'm a 10. Trent in Saskatoon, 4 out of 10 as Canada has squandered our national pride in the name of globalist special interest groups and the woke culture, of course. Here's a good question. Survey new Canadians and see what their Canadian pride is. 1-877-332-8255. I want to grab a couple of more calls here. Should we take a break, Frank, or should we keep going? Let's take one more. Let's take a call, and then we'll take a break. I know we've got a few callers on the line. I'm going to go to Regina. Is this James?
Hey, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? So I'm asking people on a scale of 1 to 10 where you rate your Canadian pride. Where are you?
I like what Donna said. I'm somewhere in the middle, 50-50, like a 5, and here's the reason why. I love this country. We have the most amazing country in the world. But we've messed up on a lot of things, and we continue to do that, and we have no idea what we're agreeing to. Evan, if you count, we're talking about $1 billion that we've been spending now. We're committing to this, right?
Yep. NATO, you're talking.
Yeah, well, that's one thing, but let's just use this math. If you count for every second, one for every second, let's say a dollar, it takes you 12 days to count to a million. It takes you 32 years to count to a billion, and takes you about 32,000 years to count to a trillion. it's exponential. We cannot keep spending the way we do and not utilizing, again, the only country in the entire world that has lessened the value of our number one export.
Right. So for you, the pride is tied directly to some of the politics, some of the spending, some of the economic or lack of economic development that's happened in the country.
I think so, because, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, we're still, our kids, our grandchildren, they won't even be able to pay for the interest on what we owe, let alone pay for what we owe.
1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's take a break. I've got a couple people on the line, a ton of texts coming in on a scale of 1 to 10. Rate your Canadian pride. We're under a week from Canada Day. Are you a proud Canadian? Has it been tarnished? What affects your number? When we come back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. I feel like this is a topic that we should have allowed a little more time on. So depending on how fast we get our SSRL winner coming up after 11, we may come back to this because, man, there's some great text coming in. John in Ituna said, here's the question that every person should ask themselves when rating their patriotism. Would you go to war to protect our country? If you say no, then zero. If you say maybe, you're a 5 out of 10. If you say hell yes, you're a 10. To me, that's patriotism. And to that note, Don in Abernethy says he's a 10 out of 10, would defend Canada with a slingshot and a pocket full of marbles if that's all I had. 1-877-332-8255. Grab another couple calls. I want to take Doug in Saskatoon. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your number in terms of Canadian pride, Doug?
Very, very low, because your willingness to defend your country, I can agree with that in principle, but when you start raiding your country and what we used to have and what people fought for, of course you would go fight for it. But where we're going, the risk, this isn't a free country like it used to be. Mm. You look at our work-life balance. More work, more taxes. Your access to good, quick health care. Our hospitals in Saskatchewan are horrendous. Our pensions are taking hit. The cities that we live in Canada, throughout, they're not safe places right now. You look at our city, we are in major trouble.
You know, it's funny, Doug. I'm just going to jump in. I want to grab one more call, but there's a lot of people in the line that are saying, I would have given it a 10 40 years ago, but I'm not giving it a 10 today. So what you're saying is what our country has become. Okay, quickly, we got under 30 seconds. Darlene and Melfort, last call. Scale of 1 to 10, what are you saying?
7.
And why a 7, Darlene?
What I'm watching is I like the way the provinces are starting to work together and to try and get the trade barriers, with Saskatchewan and Alberta having their meeting in Lloyd last week and the signing with Doug Ford in Ontario. That's something I have never seen in my lifetime.
All right. I can sense it, Darlene. I can feel it in your voice. Your Canadian pride is going up. I will try and get some more of your ratings. Man, there's some great texts that have come in on this one. Where's your Canadian pride at? Under a week from Canada Day, that's the conversation we've been having. Okay, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, coming up next here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.